Hi FM, your station of choice since 2008.
A very warm welcome to Tali Nait, the founder and director of the Johannesburg Holocaust and Genocide Center. Hello, Tali.
Hi, Robin.
How are you
hello,
doing?
Gary, and hello to the listeners.
Hello, Tali. Very pleased that you're with us this afternoon.
Thank you.
Thank you for joining us. So we believe there's a very exciting new exhibition. Not sure if exciting is the right word, but a very interesting exhibition which opened up yesterday at the Johannesburg Holocaust and Genocide Center, which is called Seeing Auschwitz. Perhaps you can tell us a little bit more about this exhibition.
Absolutely. And indeed, it is actually a world-acclaimed exhibition that arrived for the first time to the African continent and first Johannesburg. So here at the Johannesburg Holocaust and Genocide Center for the next 4 months until the end of March, and then traveling to Durban and traveling to Cape Town for the whole year. And it is an exhibition called Seeing Auschwitz that, as its name, is looking at Auschwitz then and Auschwitz now. What did we know then? What do we know now? How do we understand this history through different angles, through the eyes of the perpetrators, the victims, the resistors, the bystanders, the world, South Africans, and really trying to make connections to ourselves today. And this exhibition, Robin and Gary, was in all over the world. It was opened in the headquarters of the United Nations in New York. It was in the headquarters of UNESCO in Paris. It was in Spain. It is now in London, in England, and at the same time here in Johannesburg. Amazing exhibition, important exhibition, and one that I invite everyone to come to and visit, of course, free of charge.
Amazing. It sounds wonderful. Actually, I saw in your promo that it's there's a charge of 300 Rand internationally, and here it is free to attend. So
absolutely.
Yeah. How did you manage to do that, to make it accessible like that?
So it's a good question. So for all the listeners that came already once or more to the Johannesburg Holocaust and Genocide Center, you know that we are a public-private partnership with the city of Johannesburg. And we believe in education free for all. So myself and the team and the board and everyone involved are working very hard to raise the funds through donations and through partnerships to make sure that everyone can come. If you want to give a donation, we will be so grateful. But actually, we want you to come. We want you to learn about the history of the Holocaust, the history of genocide through our permanent exhibition and through the temporary, the traveling exhibitions that come here and through public programs that we run weekly. Just come and learn, engage.
Amazing. And if we do come to the exhibition, what can we expect to see there? What's the setup of the exhibition?
So it's a large exhibition. It is in our Hall of Light, our temporary exhibition hall. And you really engage with photographs, with quotes, with films, with pertinent questions. It's really probing. It's asking you to analyze photographs that maybe you saw many times before, but you never really looked. You never really analyze those photographs. So, for example, many of you, the listeners, know the very famous, what we call the Lily Jacobs album, the Auschwitz album, the album of the SS, the perpetrators, that was taken sometimes in mid of 1944 of the Hungarian deportations, the tragic deportations of over 400,000 Hungarian Jews to Auschwitz-Birkenau. We know those photographs that were taken throughout Birkenau. And the one picture that is so famous is a picture taken by the SS on the photographer is standing on top of the cattle car and he is aiming at the Jews that just arrived in Auschwitz-Birkenau. And you see probably thousands thousands of Jews, but you see it as a mass of people. And this exhibition blows up that picture that we know so, so well to a huge size. And you are asked to really look and really look at who is coming. You see men, you see women, you see children, you see people looking into the camera. And we really invite you to look, because we know that these people have only few hours to live. They, 80%, 90% of them will be taken immediately, within an hour, to the crematorium, to the gas chambers, and will be killed by the Nazis. So it is an intimate gaze into what we know about Auschwitz. And as I said, what we know now about Auschwitz, because we know so much more.
Yeah. Well, as you're speaking, I'm not even looking at the images, but I'm getting like chills down my spine. Sounds like a very important exhibition. I'm assuming that the fact that it's running for 4 months, you're looking to attract beyond the Jewish community. It's obviously like an ongoing exhibition. Who are you hoping to attract to this exhibition? And also, how do you, are the markets, or how are you accessing those people who you want to bring in?
So I'm so pleased to offer, first of all, guided tours. We will do guided tours, again, free of charge for any small group or family or anyone that would like to really explore it with an expert. So we will offer those every day. We also already have many, many bookings by schools for this year and next year and other groups. So those are already happening, and we are marketing and sending flyers and information to all the schools in Gauteng, and had already many, many bookings, including, of course, the Jewish schools, but much beyond that. We also are happy to accommodate any other group of churches, synagogues, old age homes, youth groups, and so on. And as I said, you're on time and explore the exhibition, or maybe choose to have a guided tour with one of our expert guides and Suvasis.
Tammy, sorry to butt in. It's Gary. Does one need to book sort of to come through, or can you sort of just arrive there?
So first of all, we are open from 9 o'clock to 4:30 every day.
Right.
But also, if you want a guided tour, either book through our offices or our website, or just phone us, and we will organize that guided tour for you.
And Seeing Auschwitz exhibition, it's at the Johannesburg Holocaust and Genocide Center, and that's 1 Duncombe Road in Forest Town. Urge everyone to go and have a look. I don't know about you, Ron, but I'm certainly going to go and have a look. Definitely. And Tali Nates, thank you so much for your time, because giving us a bit of insight, and some of our listeners have already reached out to us and have goosebumps, is the one that I'm just looking at, for example. And yeah, hopefully get to meet you when we are there too. Tali Nates, founder and director at the Johannesburg Holocaust and Genocide Center. Thank you so much for just giving us some insight.